In our previous year, we had discussed the importance of kavana by tefillah, and not only the importance of kavana by tefillah, but now we will discuss how one can achieve kavana of tefillah by tefillah, and furthermore, not only can one achieve kavana by tefillah, the power of tefillah. So, a number of rules that we learn in our Gemara and are quoted in different places in the Shulchan Aruch are all helpful to having proper kavana in by tefillah. One halacha that it said is one in Siman Pei Tes is that one before davening should not speak Dvarim Batalim. One should learn, as we mentioned at the end of our shiur before tefillah. Another way of having proper kavana by tefillah is, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, kol hakaveya mokah l'tefilasai. If somebody has a mokah kavua for his tefillah, elakei Avram ba'azrai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to his tefillah. And some of Farshim explain, elakei Avram ba'azrai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps that specific tefillah be a successful tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch also says that one, before he davens, should give tzedakah. He should accept upon himself the mitzvah of a hafta l'reacha kamaicha, because when one acts in that way, he is becoming part of Klal Yisrael. And one of the ways that our tefillahs are accepted is by not only davening for ourselves, but by davening for everybody who needs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help them. And the Mefarshim explain, in fact, that even if we unfortunately are not worthy, that our tefillahs should be accepted, but if we're not only davening on our own behalf, we're davening on behalf of others who maybe are worthy that they should be, that their tefillah should be heard. That's why it's important to be makabel, to accept upon us before we daven v'haftal racha kamaicha. In Siman Tzadik, we learn of the importance of davening next to people who are yirei shmayim. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should daven from a siddur, although the Mishnah Berurah and others speak about others who daven not from a siddur, that the Arizal would daven Shmon Esrei not from a siddur. It seems that the Paiskim are of the opinion that certainly for us who don't have the ability, as we quoted previously, to have the proper kavana by davening, davening and looking at the words are very helpful for having proper kavana. But of course, the pious can say that if one, for his own particular needs, finds that he can have better concentration when he davens with his eyes closed, that's when he should daven. As we also mentioned previously, davening slowly, carefully, understanding every word, that is a way that his tefillah should be accepted. But there's one other important element that we should mention. As we speak about the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, "Chsidim harishonim hayishon sha'achas umespalim kidei shichavnu libam lamakim." So, as we discussed in the previous shiur, that the point of that sha'achas, as Reb Chaim Brisker explains, is to take the time to recognize that we are standing in front of Hashem as we begin to daven. So he explained, so the Mefarshim explained, Chassidim ha'rishonim ha'rishon sha'achas u'mespalim, they davened that their davening should be good. A person has to, what's the lesson? What are you davening for your davening? The point is, in order for your tefillah to be a successful tefillah, it has to be something that's important to you. Mispalim, you daven for it, you care about it, you want to see it succeed. If you don't daven that way, if your attitude to tefillah is that it's not something that's important to you, then your tefillah cannot be a proper tefillah. The Pnei Menachem used to quote the Gemara here in Masechta Brachos on the Aflamin Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "La'olam yomer adam es atzmai." A person should take stock. Im yochel l'chav nesliba yispalol. If he could have the proper kavanah, he should daven. Memlav al yispalol. He says that people have the tendency when they do something quickly or when they learn quickly, they say they davened up the Gemara. They davened up whatever they did. He says that's just the opposite of what davening represents. What the way we're supposed to daven is on the contrary, the Gemara says. Lo'olam yomer adam es atzmai im yochel chavin. You have to make sure that your davening is not just up gedavened. It's not just a davening that you daven up and you just want to finish. On the contrary, davening is supposed to be with the proper kavana that you're trying to understand and concentrate, that you're standing in front of Hashem and understanding the words that you say. As we also said in our previous year, there are two girsas in the Mishnah. One girsa, which we focused on in the previous year, was Chassidim HaRishonim HaYishon Sha'achas U'mispalim Shechavnus Libam L'mokam. But the other girsa that appears is Kedei Shechavnus Libam Laviyam Shebashamayim. What is Pshat Laviyam Shebashamayim? A person davens. And when a person davens, he has all sorts of akashas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill what he is davening for. How is a person going to be successful that his bakashas should be answered? It has to be Laviyam Shebashamayim. When a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be healthy, he doesn't daven just that he should be healthy. He davens that he should be healthy, so he should be able to get up in the morning and daven properly and learn properly, and I shouldn't be busy with doctors. When a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for panasa, for a livelihood, he isn't davening Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should have money to have luxuries. He's davening Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should have money to be able to use the money for Dvarim Shebekedusha, to buy tefillin, to pay tuition for his children in yeshiva, to be able to buy dalaminim, to be able to buy kosher food. His davening is supposed to be Laviyam Shebashamayim, that everything you give me, I will in return give back Laviyam Shebashamayim for Avodas Hashem. When we daven that we should have children, we should have nachas from our children. What is the nachas that we're davening for? We're not davening for nachas that our children should be successful. We're davening that our children should be Ovdei Hashem, Yirei Shamayim. Our tefillahs all have to be Laviyam Shebashamayim. And the Sfasema says, that a Mishnah says, that Afil HaMelech Shoyel B'Shloimai Lo Yeshivenu, if while we're davening a king comes to us, we shouldn't respond to him. What is the Mishnah teaching us? That even if a person is at the top of the world, the king is addressing him. Or if a person is Nebuch in a very difficult situation, he has a nochush korav alaikvoy, he has snake around his leg, layafsik, he shouldn't stop davening. Whatever situation we find ourselves in, we have to use the opportunity that we can be close to Hashem and daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed hears our tefillah. And the Shevet Sefer goes on to explain, as we've been learning, that a person when he davens, he's supposed to be thinking, he says, what's pshat that they were shoyim sho'achas? That during that hour they thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they tried to emulate the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person takes as an attitude that he's supposed to think about other people when he davens, not only daven for himself, that is the definition of a chassid. Why are these people who did the Shon Sho'achas before the tefillah called chassidim? Because they took the moment that they davened and didn't only think about themselves, they recognized and they tried to emulate the ways of Hashem. And just like our Kadosh Baruch Hu is a chesed, is Molei Chesed and Molei Rachmim, and always does for all of us, even though we are certainly not deserving, So too, we should be thinking in our tefillos about other people. In fact, the Shevet Sofer says that the gematria of Kedei Shichavim Libam, the gematria of Libam is Chesed. But a person, when he comes to Davin, he should emulate the ways of Hashem and think of other people in his tefillah, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of us. The halacha we learned in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph said, La'olam yispal odom bebay shiyesh bay chalaynis. A person should daven in a home where there are windows. And all the mefarshim ask, why? So some say, a simple pshat, again, in order that our tefillah should be as, powerful as possible, we should daven in a comfortable place. So there's a place where there are windows, so it's eerie, it's comfortable, and makes our tefillah experience a better experience. Others explain very much along the line that we just said, that a shul should l'chatchila have 12 windows, corresponding to the 12 shvatim of Klal Yisrael. Again, along the same line of reasoning. Because when one is davening, he shouldn't only be thinking about himself, he should be thinking of all of Klal Yisrael. But the Mefarshim asks, that doesn't the halacha say that one is davening, he has to keep his einov lamata, his eyes downwards? And he was saying that when one is davening, he's supposed to look up. It's just the opposite. So some explain that it's impossible, most of us, that we'll keep our eyes on the siddur, or we'll keep our eyes closed throughout the entire duration of the tefillah. So when we look up, we should look up at a window and remember Hashem. Another pshat that I saw is that, of course, during the actual tefillah, one is supposed to only look in the siddur or keep his eyes closed. But just like we spoke before one davens, shon shon achas, one before he davens supposed to contemplate that he's in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why there are windows in the shul. Look out the windows before you begin to daven. Recognize, helping us to recognize that we are in the presence of Hashem. And once we come to the recognition that we are indeed in the presence of Hashem, that's when we're supposed to daven. And in fact, I saw that Reb Socha Doifenbelz says a gewaldige pshat. We all remember the episode with Yosef, where the pasuk says, "Vehi kayoy, v'yava Yosef abeso." It was that day, and Yosef came. And Rashi says that Yosef perhaps originally intended to do an avera with the Ashes Paitifar. But Rashi says, "Ba'ois shah, ba'asa deyukna shal aviv." At that moment, he remembered his father. But Rashi adds another word, "V'nira saloi b'chaloyim." He saw his father, he saw him through the window. Why is Rashi saying that he saw his father through the window? So he says, because looking through the window is representing of tefillah. As we just said, before one davens, he's supposed to think of Hashem by looking through the window. How was Yosef able to withstand the terrible nesoyin of the Aveira with the Ashes Petifar? There's only one way to withstand that nesoyin, and that's looking at the chaloyim, learning the lesson of tefillah. If we daven, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us that even during to overcome even the biggest nesoyinus. Similarly, the Gemara here teaches us, as we spoke about in our previous shiur, "Ein oindem lespalel ela metoich halacha psuka." So I saw the Mefarshim explain that it says in the Medrash, "Im ata mishamer es shali, ani mishamer es shalach." If you do what I ask of you, I will do what you ask of me. So here, where a person comes to daven and he wants that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's begging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill his wishes, how is a person able to succeed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill his wishes? He learns a halacha psuka. He learns halacha before he davens. And he's saying, and it's obvious not just that he's learning halacha before he davens, but it is in his intention to fulfill what he learns in the halacha. And by fulfilling what he learns in halacha, he's announcing to Hashem that ani mishamer shelcha, I'm going to fulfill what you want. And therefore, atah, you should fulfill my request as I begin to daven. There's a very powerful vart from the Chochmas HaMatzpon on the Gemara here on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis mentions the episode that happened between Chana and Eli, where Shmuel was brought to the Azara, and Shmuel said that he will, that anybody could shech the animal. And Eli said, "May Meshapak Amrit, what you're saying is correct. Miu Mor Aloch b'fnei Rabach, you're being a Mor Aloch, you're passing in front of me." And the Gemara says, "V'kol Mor Aloch b'fnei Rabbi Chayv Misa." If somebody does so, he's Rechman Slan Chayv Misa. And the Gemara says, "As Yechanav Katzafka Kamei." Chana came crying, Alanar Zehis Balalti. So the Gemara says that Eli had told Chana, "I'll daven and I promise that you have another child." So if Chana, if Moshe Rabbeinu, if Eli promised that you're going to have another child, so what's Chana so upset about? So he explains. Chana recognized, as we're learning in our Gemara, that how was she able, how did she come to have a child like Shmuel? Because she davened. And she knows that something that comes through tefillah, any bracha that we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we succeed to get because of our tefillah, is the strongest bracha that one can get. And since that's the strongest bracha that one can get, that child is better than any other child. A child that one can have because Eli promised her a child isn't the same as a child that came through tefillah. And therefore, since it's a child that came through tefillah, Chana said, "Alanar hazeh," something that comes through tefillah, hispalalti, I daven for this child, this is a child that can have atzlocha. True tefillah could bring hatzlocha in life. The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, "The lo'olam yisad adam shvacha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kach yispalo." First, a person should speak about the praise of Hashem, and after he speaks about the praise of Hashem, he should daven. So it's a very difficult Gemara to understand. Many mafarshim have difficulty understanding this Gemara. What does this mean? That we flatter Hashem, and after we flatter Hashem, then Hashem is going to do what we ask for? Is that the way we view Hashem, that He's impressed from our flattering Him? Chas v'sholom. So Rav Aaron Cutler, and it's very much in line with the Gemaras that we've been learning, says that what the Gemara means to say is like this. When one speaks about the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when one speaks about the greatness of Hashem, he is recognizing and demonstrating the greatness of Hashem, and he's also representing that he's in the presence of Hashem. As Rav Chaim Brisker taught us, that's what the main kavan is supposed to be by tefillah. If somebody is recognizing that he's in the presence of Hashem by saying the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his tefillah will be answered, because that is the kind of tefillah that you're supposed to daven. You're supposed to pray a tefillah where you recognize that you are in the presence of Hashem. The Bnei Yisachar has a different way of understanding this Gemara. The Bnei Yisachar explains that this Gemara means to say that if a person says the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once the person speaks about the greatness of Hashem, and the Malachim hear how a person, as he comes to davening, speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, and the Malachim, as we say every day in Tefillah, Lumasam Meshavchim V'Omrim, the Malachim praise Hashem after we praise Hashem. So we have the Malachim says, the Malachim say Amen to our praise of Hashem. So what the Bnei Yisachar, so to speak, says happens at that point It's not that we have the malachim on our side. It makes it much more powerful that our tefillah should be accepted. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, says, G'doyla tefillah yois min a kabonis. Why is tefillah greater than a kabonis? So, according to what we explained earlier, it's very understandable. Because when somebody brings a carbon, he brings a carbon on his own behalf. But in order for our tefillah to be successful, it's not just enough that we should daven on our own behalf. We're also supposed to daven on behalf of other people. G'doyla tefillah. You know why tefillah is so powerful? Yois min hakabonis. Because when I bring a carbon is only on my own behalf. But when I say tefillah and I speak about all of Klal Yisrael, like when one says Rufeinu, he's supposed to say B'sog Shar Chayil Yisrael. He speaks about a person who needs a refuah. He mentions other people as well. That's why his tefillah is going to, that's why tefillah is more powerful than kabonis. And the Gemara says, here on Daf Lamed on Beis, on Beis, Emroi Adam Shespalov Leinena, if somebody sees that he davened and he wasn't answered, Yachsevi Yispalov. So the Mefarshim asked, don't we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard us the first time? So what's the point of davening a second time? Every tefillah that we daven is not go to waste. But what's the point of davening again? Because what happens is, what is the pshat in tefillah? Pshat in tefillah is that we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole pshat in tefillah is that we're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you davened once and you didn't get close to Hashem, then daven again. And maybe then you'll get close to Hashem. The more you daven, the more you feel the closeness of Hashem. And when one is zoicha, that he's indeed close to Hashem, that's when his tefillahs are indeed answered. And that's why the Mefarshim explain, when we begin every Shemoneh Esrei, without exception, or every day of the year, the words we begin Shemoneh Esrei with are, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tilasecha. Why do we begin the words with Ufi Yagid Tilasecha? Shouldn't we say, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tfilasecha Ufi Yagid Tfilasi? Because the purpose of tefillah is not tefillasi, to say my tefillah. The purpose of tefillah is tehilasecha, to recognize the greatness of Hashem, to recognize that we are in the mechitz of Hashem, that we are in the presence of Hashem. Because when one is in the presence of Hashem, and when one thinks that everything he's doing is lavinu shabashamayim, in order that we should bring kavod shamayim to the world, and bring kavod shamayim to our lives, and that everything that we have is only that we should have it in order that there should be vehicles for Kiddush Hashem, for Avodas Hashem. Everything that we have is only Tehilasecha. Our entire lives are just being in your presence and glorifying and showing to the world who you are. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. For that we daven to Hashem, we should be zoichetu, ufiyagi tehilasecha, to recognize that tefillah is being in the mechitz of Hashem. And when one is in the mechitz of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillah when we close them. Karv Hashem l'chol kairov, l'chol ashikru'ua be'emes.